WCEG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump meeting today with probation officers prior to his July 11th sentencing on criminal charges. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
We are told the former president will sit for that virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate. All of that will be included in a report that will be submitted to Judge Juan Merchan as he considers what the former president should be sentenced with on July 11th.
Trump held a rally in Las Vegas yesterday, telling hotel workers if reelected, he would not tax their tips. The Biden administration doubling down efforts to broker a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt later today will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Centrist party leader Benny Gantz resigning from Prime Minister Netanyahu's war cabinet, citing the lack of a plan, he says, for Gaza after the war. Big wins for far-right anti-immigration politicians in Europe over the weekend. Hunter Biden's gun trial is wrapping up in Delaware. Still unclear whether Biden himself will take the stand. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least 10 people are expected to pull through after a mass shooting at a high-rise rooftop party in Madison overnight Saturday. Police Chief Sean Barnes says the victims range in age from 14 years old to 23.
It is truly a miracle that no one is dead.
Evidence suggests at least two shooters, but no one's been arrested as of this morning. Inmates at the Waupun State Prison tell a Milwaukee TV station they're served cold meals and don't get proper medical care. Inmates held a sit-in last week after former warden Randall Happ and eight former prison staffers were charged with felonies. The Dodge County Sheriff's Office accuses them of failing to meet the basic needs of prisoners who died on their watch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A developing story this morning. Police will be giving us more information about the mass shooting over the weekend. It happened Sunday morning before 1 at the Lux on West Johnson Street. People were at a loud party on the rooftop when gunshots rang out. When officers got there, people were screaming and running out of the building. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
They found some people in various stages of distress, and some were even hiding in a maintenance closet in an attempt to find safety.
10 people were hurt. One of them is still in the hospital. These were all teens and young people. The youngest victim is only 14. Police believe there were at least two shooters. We'll keep you updated throughout the day. And some residents of the Lux are calling for increased security at the building. One told WKOW you do not need a key fob to access different floors. Others want to see more regulations and better safety measures when it comes to communal spaces like the rooftop. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers get trounced by the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Tigers in Detroit 10-2. Milwaukee giving up 8 runs in the 5th inning. Manager Pat Murphy on pitcher Bryce Wilson's performance.
I think for inning 2, 3, 4, he was great. Had his cutter and his sinker, first inning and the other inning, you can't walk. If you're Bryce, you can't walk people. That's not his ticket to being an effective starter. It is what it is. Credit to the Tigers.
The crew opens a home series tonight against the Blue Jays. IndyCar racing in Wisconsin over the weekend at Road America. The winner in Sunday's Grand Prix, Will Power of Australia, second place to Joseph Newgarden, who won the Indy 500. Golf, Ernie Els beat Steve Stricker in sudden death at the AmFam Championship in Madison, shooting 12 under par.
What can I say? You guys run a hell of a golf tournament on a great golf course.
That's golfer Ernie Els with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, 70 will be our high this afternoon, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WMDX. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is cheese. C-H-E-E-S-E, cheese. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to send the keyword for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Good luck.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
The Devil's Advocate's birthday week has begun. We'll compare hangovers and we'll take all the political headlines. Tune in Devil's Advocates 3 to 6.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So tell me what the calculus is that I'm going to support Donald Trump, even though I probably think that some of the stuff he says is outlandish and crazy, because I will be more empowered if he gets reelected.
So, Ollie, first of all of these people, whether it's Marco Rubio, Mike Johnson, Mark Meadows, have all said disparaging things at one point in time about Donald. Ted Cruz, the same thing. They believe that if Donald Trump wins and they are shoulder to shoulder with him, that they will have unlimited power, which would, of course, give them the ability to make or to have unlimited resources and assets.
Owen. Oh, hello. Hi. Sounds you're trying to cancel culture me. Okay, one more. Michael Cohen.
One mistake that they are making, Donald Trump doesn't share. It's all about him, not about his kids, not about his family. It is all about him. So if they think that they're going to hitch themselves to his wagon in hopes that they're going to elevate themselves, whether it's through power, through money, through connections and so on, it doesn't work that way. He will not allow them. And just like Putin, once you start to get too big for your own britches, people will start flying out of windows. They will start like Navalny. They will end up in gulags. They will end up, as Donald says all the time, send them to Gitmo.
Yeah. AOC said, I absolutely feel like he could send me to prison. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, I think we cannot underestimate him. By the way, our legal ad, Tristan Snell, said facts. Number one, the guy claiming to be a cousin of a juror, and though there was somehow a mistrial, was by his own admission a fake. Number two, the actual juror on the Trump trial, who got all their news from Truth Social, still voted that Trump was guilty on all 34 felony counts. So I'm not sure is he in his probation hearing yet?
It should be starting any minute.
Do not miss a moment of this humiliation, everyone. We are owed this. Newsweek said Donald Trump has been mocked online after appearing to claim to be in Texas during a rally in Arizona.
Yeah.
Any one thing that Trump does any one day, people would go, oh, my God, Biden's campaign is over if Biden did it. Kevin in D.C. Hi, Kev.
Kevin.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I got to get a quick shout out to my boy with another nerd reference, a Pinelli pit stop.
Yes.
Her arch villain really scared the crap out of me. Uncle Arthur from Bewitched. I didn't know the guy could laugh so sinister. It just gave me a flashback of memory. Also, she may have actually been my first white girl pop culture crush. Oh, but she was a cartoon, so Stephanie, you still are.
Okay.
Secondly, if you do see the Julia Roberts movie, yes, Chris, if you saw the movie, yes, she was sourpuss most of the movie.
Uh-huh.
But when she was dancing close with the brother, she did do that.
That is true. That is true. That was a really good scene. They both looked kind of happy at the end of the world.
Oh, now I have to watch it.
Yeah, I'll leave up to you as to why she was smiling so
There was sexual tension going on between the two of them.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
You and me, Steph.
Yeah. If I do get to meet her this Saturday, Jody's going to have to nerd wrangle me because I'm going to be like, I love you so much. You know, making me so happy.
But the last thing I want to say before I go is, could you please, because you guys are very esteemed, at least to me, well, we esteemed people involved in communications. So can you explain to me why, number one, what the heck Trump was talking about? He was talking about sharks and electricity. But more importantly, why were there people standing in line to hear him ramble this crap in 100-degree weather? As much as I love you.
Because they were being paid.
Talking like that.
You can, you know, you can see the ads on Craigslist, yeah. Right? Like, mm-hmm. It's not like some conspiracy theory. How do you think? Somebody was saying, like, he didn't want to get in bed. What did they say in Bronx? There were 30,000 people. There was, like, 2,500 or something.
Right. That many.
So they're trying not to get embarrassed, but they're clearly paying people. Because okay. Here, I'm practicing what I'm going to say when I meet Julie Roberts on Saturday.
Oh, no.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a girl.
Asking her
to love me.
Please don't.
No.
You might as well ask Kevin Costner if he'll send you a message in a bottle.
Oh, I did do that. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There's a scene in Wonder where she opens a present and it reminds you of when she opened the thing in Pretty Woman, and then he like closes it and she laughs that great laugh.
I'm going to have to really...
I'm just a girl standing in front of a girl.
Good thing
telling you I love everything on one of your movies.
Secret Service will be around.
Oh, yeah. My God, when she gets upset and she cries in that vein in her forehead because we're prominent.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm fine. Nobody help me. Kofi tweets, everybody who wanted to lock up Hillary Clinton is getting locked up. Hashtag karma. Yep. Yay! Oh, God, is it going to take Steve Bannon until July 1st to delouse, do you think? Is that why he gets till July 1st? Or they have to? He needs that Silkwood shower, speaking of movies.
You can't kill the lice on Steve Bannon.
No, you cannot. They're doing a tin cup going, yes. Attica, Attica.
Exactly.
You'll never take us alive, copper. That was me doing Steve Bannon's lice.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Karen in Chicago mentioned this last week.
Is that a new character that we're doing on the show? Steve Bannon's lice?
Steve Bannon's lice.
Attica, Attica.
Why am I doing it like Edward G. Robinson?
I don't know.
You'll never take us alive, copper. Come and get us.
Because that's what they sound like.
I don't even know what that means. Okay. Karen in Chicago mentioned this last week, and then that Chris Hayes did a whole piece on it, but it is just endlessly annoying that Joe Biden gets credit. Of course he doesn't get credit because he gets credit for nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. President Joe Biden broke OPEC, and he doesn't get enough credit for doing it. Christopher Webb tweets, Biden managed to time the oil market to perfection in 2022. Biden released 180 million barrels of oil from the strategic reserve at an average price of $95 per barrel. In July 23, when oil was $67 per barrel, he began to refill the reserve. Biden made about $30 per barrel profit on approximately 200 million barrels, which totals $5 to $6 billion that goes into the U.S. Treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's working for you, mm-hmm. not to enrich himself like Donald Trump is. I mean, it's okay. Oh, speaking of enriching yourselves, John tweets, let's cut the crap. Giving $4 million to Clarence Thomas or any judge is a bribe. Don't be stupid. Any other description is pure gaslighting for bigots and fools. A new report shows Clarence Thomas pocketed $4 million from his close personal friends. I get it that we're like, oh, there's nothing we can do about it.
Attica.
Attica. Attica. What does Steve Bannon's lice think? Okay. I mean, I don't. Susie tweets, when your cult wants you to attack a woman like Dolly Parton for being herself,
yes.
for accepting all people, for not being hateful, then you know what you have become less. And you have to go, wait, what now? I couldn't even remember. Is it vaccine? Or it was her just saying, I'm not a good enough person to say judge other people. And they're like, someone wrote like a nasty op-ed about that?
It was the Federalists.
Right.
That did that.
Right. Dylan said, just putting it out there, if you're on the side that shoots puppies, bans books, and vilifies Dolly Parton, you're on the wrong side. It should be so obvious. Thank you.
Dolly Parton? I mean, really?
Really?
Don't go after Lolly.
Exactly. House Republicans voted to defund NATO 2 days before the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I need an entire traitor stack. They're just...
I know.
Every day, there's something different that is just... I don't... Oh, God. What is it even that Lindsey Graham said? What?
He said that D-Day was bad.
It's not just writing, like rewriting history from, you know, couple of years ago from, you know, Trump administration. It's rewriting, like, the entire history of everything.
Yeah.
Just to, I don't know what, to make Trump look better. It's insane. I'll find it. Okay. All right. Like, for instance, Tom Cotton. What does Charlie Pierce call him? Slap-throated bobble. That guy. Yeah.
Well, this is just another slander by Joe Biden against Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government at large. Prime Minister Netanyahu's policies are very popular. There is a war cabinet that is signing off on missions like you saw yesterday.
They just resigned.
At every turn, Joe Biden has tried to limit Israel's freedom of action.
No. First of all, it's Republicans that held up aid to Israel because they would do anything to try to hurt Joe Biden. Okay.
What we should be doing is backing Israel to the hilt. And if we had done that since the October 7th attacks, this war would probably already be over. Hostages would be freed and there'd be less civilian casualties and suffering in Gaza. But Joe Biden is instead catering to the small pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party instead of backing Israel like the large pro-Israel majority of the American people want us to.
Oh, my God. Wait, because I know I get called a different thing every... Right. Oh, I'll be a Hamas... terrorist sympathizer because we're having Dina Vadala today. Okay. And then Wednesday I'll be a Zionist, a genocide supporter again. Because...
Thug.
Thug.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Zionist hoodlum.
Hoodlum.
Right.
That's there it is. Hoodlum.
I'm sorry. How is Biden catering to the pro-Hamas? Wait,
he's not at all.
Okay. I can't. This is what I mean. This is the gaslighting. We're just going to have to... Okay. Go ahead.
For more than 2 years, Joe Biden pussyfooted around and didn't give Ukraine the weapons it needed to defend itself.
What?
At every turn in this war, Ukraine has asked for certain types or quantities of weapons. Joe Biden has refused, only to reverse himself 3 or 6 or 9 months later when it was too late. But take a step back and look at the broader context.
No.
Joe Biden is largely responsible for tempting Vladimir Putin to do what he's always wanted to do, which is invade and annex Ukraine back to Russia.
Oh my god. It's not me, right? I'm not taking crazy pills.
You're not taking crazy pills.
Okay. First of all, they're the ones that blocked aid to Ukraine and to Israel. Right. Number one. Number two, so I guess like Lindsey Graham, Trump would have let him nuke Gaza.
Yep.
Yeah. Immediately make it a parking lot. And Jared Kushner would already have waterfront condos by now, and because there would be all 100% dead Palestinians, so that's how Biden's pussyfooting and being pro-Hamas. Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then it's Biden's fault that Putin invaded Ukraine because Trump would have been so tough on him when he wasn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Oh no, please, wait, there's more.
Oh, there's more.
Hang on. Mm-hmm.
When Donald Trump was in office, we sent them the javelins that were essential for winning the Battle of Kyiv.
After you bribed him.
To have peace in Europe, and for that matter, peace and stability around the world, is to remove Joe Biden from the White House on Election Day this year and return Donald Trump. That's how we'll get back to peace and stability.
All right. I believe Shannon Bream does bring this up Trump's Ukraine plan would be, and that plan would be just give it to Putin?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
There are reports that what President Trump plans to do to end that conflict is to potentially push Ukraine to give up Crimea, parts of Donbass. If that is the plan, do you agree with that strategy? And would that be rewarding Putin in order to wrap this thing up in the way that he intended to start it and take some of that territory? Is that just giving him what he wanted?
Well, Shannon, President Trump and his campaign has said that any reports of plans like that are not authorized and they're not coming from the president himself. Furthermore, President Trump has said that he strongly supports Ukraine's strength and survival.
What?
He had a strong relationship when he was in office with President Zelensky.
He's never said that.
I'm sorry, did you miss that last part, Chris? He said he had a very strong relationship when he was in office with President Zelensky. And by very strong, he means threatened and blackmailed and bribed him.
Right.
To get dirt on Joe Biden to cheat in the election before he would give them weapons. But I'm sure that's what Tom Cotton meant. He probably forgot.
Just running short on time.
It was the bobble in his throat that.
Yes.
There you go.
Tripped him up.
In that slap throat. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! That, you know what? That's not. I need a Pepsi AC or something. That's not going down very well. That whole.
Like some morning kick.
Yeah. Okay. So this was the. Let's just cover the. It's not a trifecta. It's two. Lindsey Graham asserted the U.S. should never have been in a position to launch the Normandy invasion right. 80 years ago. He was discussing. He was talking about Putin invading Ukraine. He tried to compare that war with fighting Nazi Germany. He said we celebrated the 80th anniversary of D-Day. It was a failure. What now?
What?
What now? He said it was the unnecessary war, described by Winston Churchill. We had a dozen chances to stop Hitler. It's not about NATO. It's not about American weapons in Ukraine. It's about a megalomaniac wanting to create the Russian Empire by force of arms. Someone tweeted, tell me that's fake. Please tell me it's fake. Someone else said, man, Graham is so close to catching on how important it is to stop a fascist wannabe dictator before he gains too much power. Mm-hmm. Another said, he's truly lost his mind. He's backing Hitler Jr. while saying people should have stopped Hitler earlier. Mm-hmm. Another tweeted, politicians who make statements like this are beneath the dignity of this country. We will never be whole as long as traitors serve in the highest position in government. Graham is disgraceful. Someone else tweeted, because fascists are running rampant again 80 years later, don't blame the heroes of D-Day for that, Lindsay. Look for the reason in the mirror. And one last one said, what a vile little man. You know what was a failure? You and Trump trying a coup against America on 1-6, you failed. And one last one saying, your abhorrent statement about D-Day should get you removed from office. Unfortunately, the stupid voters in South Carolina clutch Bibles and parks and guns on voting day. They don't give a damn about democracy. You, sir, are a disgrace to the flag.
Absolutely.
God, those World War II veterans in wheelchairs, really? What you did was a failure and not, oh my God. He's just, there is no low. There is no low, and it's still only June.
Oh.
Okay. I'm hearing Baby Hitler in my head. Baby Hitler. Ooh.
Is something playing this? No.
21.
It's only in her head.
Okay, got
21
it.
Minutes after. No, just in my head.
All right, got it.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my morning kick. Yep, I already got it. I was looking over there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It was 35 miles, 2,400 feet of climbing before I almost bit it on my bike Saturday. I tell you what, thank God for morning kick.
It gave you the power to power yourself off that freeway.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Morning kick, a refreshing drink, strawberry lemonade, so delicious, nourishes your body, supports your gut health, boosts your energy, helps you feel more youthful. Morning kick combines 10 supplements in one when it comes to health. This has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, go now to roundhouseprovisions.com, type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements are not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Or go right to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Prepare to be knocked on your ass.
Here's what Cynthia from Minneapolis, a real Dr. Marnie's customer, says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down our hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back. I also love feeding Nature's Blend to my Bonnie and Clyde because it has an optimum amount of nutrients for their health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible. Unlike other fresh brands out there that ship frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, which can then expire pretty quickly, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it's shelf-stable, it isn't messy, you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is minimally processed, naturally full of nutrients. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures right now, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
The John and Gordy Show.
We have Mark on the phone.
Struck me the other day, the Wisconsin dairy industry would be crippled without the immigrants that have come to this country willing to do the hard work. They will not be a drain on our economy. They will increase our economy.
Absolutely.
I'd like to walk up to Mike Johnson, just give him, I hate to say, but give him a swift kick in the ass.
Tell us how you really feel.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Don't wanna be an American idiot. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda. Now everybody do the propaganda. And sing along at the edge of paranoia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Adam is similarly obsessed with Steve Bannon's upcoming imprisonment. He said, pray for the person who has to do Steve Bannon's body cavity surgery. It will be like when they cut open a shark and find old license plates.
Yeah.
Or
it's like a tire in there. Who knows?
Or like when those whales are like rotting on the beach and they, all of a sudden they suddenly explode.
They blow. They just blow.
Yeah.
And get guts all over. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's going to be like. Ooh, good God.
Yuck.
Stephen Beschloss says, why wouldn't the justice who pocketed $6 million in gifts and the justice who lied about the pro-Trump big lie flags, both of whom feel contempt for the will of the people, rule for presidential immunity to aid their corrupt buddy? Is your sphincter clenched waiting for this presidential immunity thing,
they're
wondering
gonna
how they're
going to
try to split hairs to
I
help
bet they're
him?
Not going
to
do it until after the election.
It's
they will. See, now my sphincter is going to remain clenched.
I'm sorry.
For the until the end of time. Thanks for that. By the way, that is perjury. If Alito lied in a letter to Congress, that is perjury. It's not just that he, you know, said it. He wrote it. Okay.
Was it under oath?
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's, you're not under oath, it's not perjury. You could still be lying, but it's, you have to be under
oath. It's not like there should be a high bar for a lifetime appointment.
You can lie, but it's not perjury unless you're under oath.
Exactly.
Yes, as Buddhist Hot Dog says, who amongst us hasn't received $4 million in gifts while in a position to influence the entire course of global history? Yeah.
Right.
Well, like, that's not a, that's a big deal. We have a lot of legal stuff to talk about, a lot of Middle East stuff to talk about, and this is why God created Dean Obadala, who joins us in just a bit.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marquette University President Michael Lovell is dead. A Marquette spokesperson says Lovell and his wife were in Rome with Jesuit priests and the Board of Trustees on a pilgrimage when he got sick Sunday and was taken to the hospital. Lovell was diagnosed with sarcoma, which is a rare form of cancer, 3 years ago. Lovell came to Marquette 10 years ago after leading UW-Milwaukee. A handful of pro-Palestinian protesters disrupted Senator Tammy Baldwin's speech to the Democratic State Party Convention in Milwaukee Saturday night. State Party Chair Ben Wickler sounds unfazed.
Protesting is part of political life. It's part of what happens in a democracy.
Sunday, delegates voted for a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Tonight, the Madison School Board will be discussing referendum questions that could go on the ballot in November. The school district will likely ask voters for $600 million. About $100 million of that is for operating costs, that's keeping the lights on and staff paid. The other $500 million would be for building upgrades across the district. For the average Madisonian, tax bills could go up by $2,000 by 2028. Staff say they need that money because the district has a $45 million gap in the budget for next year. Tonight, the school board meets and will talk about these plans while the final budget will be approved in 2 weeks. And traffic changes are coming to a busy road on the west side. Starting today, Seminole Highway will have some lane closures. It's also they can improve the city's bike paths and lanes. Later in the month, they'll start work on Lakeside Street and the Elver Park Path. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, 70 will be our high this afternoon, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 48. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 74 with scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
This is Chad Spade for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's week two of Joe Biden's top 100. We've covered the economy. Next up, education. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
let's remember, Donald Trump did, in my view, in partnership with Benjamin Netanyahu, the single stupidest thing that's been done in post-Cold War foreign policy. They tore up the Iran nuclear deal and got nothing in return. That deal that President Obama negotiated had Iran a year away from a bomb, basically. Iran is now weeks, days away from a bomb.
Thank you, Thomas Friedman, he went on to say.
We gave up real leverage on them. That was a disaster.
So that was not Trumpian toughness. That
exactly.
was just a dumb move.
And Bibi talked him out of it. Talked him into tearing it up, I think, because he thought, well, if the Iranians go ahead and enrich more, Trump will bomb them. Well, he didn't do it. Remember when Iran bombed up Cake, the Saudi oil facility,
right?
Trump didn't do anything. In fact, he said, we'll sell you more Patriots.
Yeah, thank you, because he's a giant, see, and he doesn't know anything about anything. And he loves our enemies and hates our allies. It's just, ugh. Okay, oh, is this a Stephanie Miller true story?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Wow, this is current.
Yeah, isn't it?
Tabitha says, Steph, normally I live in Phoenix, but this weekend I flew to L.A. because I heard the I-5 was a very scenic drive.
Ah!
While I was on the I-5, I looked over and saw a group of cyclists on the freeway. I rolled down the window and asked if they were the Major Taylor group. They said yes. I asked if they were Stephanie Miller fans. From the middle, I saw a hand go up and someone yelled, I'm Stephanie Miller. I told her she was going the wrong way. She thanked me and I went on my way. Thank you, Tabitha. Was that you?
Telling me you're going the wrong way.
That's so sweet.
Thank you, Tabitha, for coming from Phoenix to save Mama. It's going to take me years to get through these Stephanie Miller true stories, and now we'll never know what's fake news again. Thank you, Chris LeBoy.
You're welcome for the content.
Christina in Gig Harbor, Washington. True story. I was recently in electronics section of a local store when a commercial for the Wheel of Fortune came on one of the big screen TVs. Before I knew it, the words Wheel of Right-Wing Hypocrites came out of my mouth. A couple also shopping for TVs turned to me and said, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? Love you guys. I'm going to deem that one real.
Okay.
Dan, true story. Good morning, Steph. I was driving home in bumper-to-bumper traffic from work yesterday when they announced Trump had been found guilty on all 34 counts. I started beeping my horn and thrashing my arms like crazy in celebration. The guy in the car in front of me stopped his car, got out, walked over to my car. I rolled down my window fearing for my life, and he said, you must be a Stephanie Miller fan. I'm going to deem that one also.
Okay.
Okay. Damien in York, Pennsylvania, who I feel may be mocking me.
Well.
So the other day I was at Wendy's and I really wanted a Cinnabon. When I got to the counter and they didn't have one, I was disappointed. But I said to myself, aw, shucks, I guess I'll have to go to the Cinnabon store. As I was making my way to my car, there was this older black lady who said, well, look at you managing your fast food expectations. You must be a Frangela fan. You know it, I said. Then I threw some right at her and darned if she, I threw rice at her and darned if she didn't cook it immediately. I had a pony that was already waxed and I wasn't about to press my luck, so I just kept going.
They're
I deem that also true. Lots of Frangela fans out there.
I think they're mocking you.
I think they are.
I laugh at things they say like days later. Like I said, Frances, didn't you lose your black card when you went to that Chicago concert? And she said, Angela went too. And Angela said, yeah, but I have way more points than you do. I said, like airline miles.
Yeah. Right.
And I texted them a picture of me and my friend the cycling this weekend. I said, I don't know if white people are allowed to get points, but I have a lot of super hot black boyfriends. I don't know how Angela accrued all her points, but, oh, she said she ate, like, 2 tons of greens, and then she had to read some other black poetry, and that's how she earned the points to be able to go to a Chicago concert and not lose all her black points. Okay. Rude Pundit, who is, can I just say rude for being in Paris and not here this morning, but he will join us later this week, said, just to be clear, Republicans have invented a fantasy where when he wasn't in office, Joe Biden received millions of dollars from his family members' business ventures and think he should be impeached for it. But Clarence Thomas, while a Supreme Court justice, has definitely received millions of dollars from wealthy, quote-unquote, friends who are directly affected by or involved in cases before the court, and that's totally cool. That's some top-shelf hypocrisy right there. In fact, it is a...
Wheel!
Yes. Thank you. Hello, TV store. Okay. I had a point. There was another point I had with that.
I don't know.
I can't remember. It went away. It went away. It's off on the 5 somewhere.
Okay. Okay. Going the wrong way?
I'm back. Yes. Okay. Brian Tyler Cohen said Trump raised over $100 million in May from the same people who insisted that we're deep in the throes of recession. I think it's safe to say the economy's doing great. Thank you. How you got all this money? Okay, thank you.
And Bob, one last one. What I don't get about the Cannon situation, Judge Cannon, is that I keep hearing pundit lawyers say how hard it is to get a judge replaced, as if there's any precedent on a rookie jurist managing a national security case against the criminal president who appointed them. And they keep obviously allowing indefensible delays and otherwise fumbling. That's the problem. None of that. There's no precedent for any of this.
Right.
Jeffrey Toobin was talking about her latest decision involving his request that Smith's appointment as special counsel be invalidated. Cannon will allow outside parties unconnected to the case to offer arguments during a hearing set to begin June 21st. Toobin said the whole way she has conducted this case is wildly, totally, crazily unusual, and the allowing of outsiders to participate in a day-and-a-half hearing that most judges would decide on briefs or maybe just give 10 minutes aside to argue is just another illustration she's trying to kill this prosecution. Mm-hmm. It is just... Okay. Oh, Jenna Ellis, speaking of Trump lawyers, has a sad.
Sad.
She's denouncing Trump for failing to give his codependents one dime after his criminal conviction in New York reportedly resulted in a fundraising windfall. She lashed out at the former president in a series of posts on Twitter. How could she have seen that coming? Really? That he might be in some way selfish and self-involved, and also that he might not pay a lawyer? That he's... It's so weird. So weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. If only she had some sort of warning about that sort of thing.
Mm. Okay. And she's the one that got COVID from Rudy Giuliani.
COVID
right?
fart. Yeah, she was COVID farted
right.
on. And then she lost her law license.
Right, got it.
Because she's just a baby. Oh, speaking of just babies, by the way,
yeah.
We did find, Rocky Mountain Mike found baby Hitler.
Yes.
Yeah, because Lindsey Graham argued that D-Day was what?
Mm-hmm.
A failure
mm-hmm.
and unnecessary because we should have
mm-hmm.
stopped right. Hitler earlier.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Although he's helping baby Hitler,
right.
Donald
right.
Trump, get...
Yeah.
Right. Reinstalled.
Yeah.
Baby Hitler. Baby Hitler.
What?
Getting killed by Jeb. Baby Hitler. Baby Hitler. Baby Hitler. Jeb will make him dead. Baby Hitler. That toddler is insane. And Jeb knows just what to do. Get in his time machine.
Weird. Wow. That combines our favorite Baby Monkey song, Riding Backwards on a Pig.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was when someone gets it.
Baby Monkey.
Oh, that's going to haunt my dreams. And then I get hit by a truck on the 5.
Uh-huh.
I just hear, woo, and then a truck horn. I think someone asked Jeb if he would have killed Baby Hitler. I think that's where that came from.
Okay.
Right.
The Jeb Bush
yes.
era. Okay. All right. Here's a Biden ad with the military vets.
A good commander-in-chief is somebody who gives a My name is Curtis Register. I served in the United States Marine Corps.
My name is Ed McCabe. I served from the 1990s into 2014.
Okay, my name is Matthew McLaughlin. I was a Navy pilot for 8 years.
It is the first time I'm shaking the hands of a president of the United States. It was pretty impactful to me to see an individual that supports troops not just on the battlefield, but when we return home.
I see a man in Joe Biden who accepts accountability and responsibility. And when I see his predecessor, Donald Trump, I see a man who is only in this for himself.
Who criticizes veterans, who doesn't see it important for him to go to the funeral.
Donald Trump has zero accountability in his life.
He's a draft dodger, simple as that.
I think the election is the difference between authoritarianism and democracy. And I came to see a president that cares about maintaining democracy.
Donald Trump, he's not fit to be commander-in-chief. He's not fit to lead a squad, and he's definitely not fit to be president of the United States.
Hi. Okay.
I'm sorry, that was on me.
Yes, that's you. You labeled two soundbites 20. They're both labeled 20. The first 20. Okay, anyway.
You already played the first 20.
Yeah, you already played the first 20.
I know. I want that one again.
Oh, my gosh.
You said here's
this is why they're called audibles, because no one's supposed to be able to hear this.
You said play the new Biden ad.
I did. Okay. That's the one I wanted, but now I want the other one right before it.
I'm sorry.
And no third, I tell you what, no.
Okay. That's not for now.
Oh, okay.
Trump pushed back on the years-old controversy based on John Kelly saying that Trump called dead soldiers losers and suckers. Mm-hmm. Of course he's lying. Of course John Kelly's telling the truth. He said a bunch of it, you know, that we heard about John McCain and on and on. Mm-hmm. It's not. Remember, he oh, God, what was the one poor widow? He told her, your husband knew what he was getting into.
Yeah.
He had, there is a thousand, like, people that don't get captured. Like, there's a thousand things he said. Oh, yeah. You know he said
this.
So now he's, who would ever say such a thing? Only a sicko with an axe to grind would suggest anyone would make such a statement. Of course you made it. Oh, God. It's a very long statement from the bassinet. No, President.
Okay. Hooray!
No, President. Especially dumb as a rock, Joe Biden has done more for our military than Donald J. Trump. The military hates crooked Joe. Hang on. Where is it? Oh, nobody has done more for the military than Donald J. Trump. Completely rebuilt it and added Space Force to boot. Vote for Trump, MAGA 2024. Okay. He's just such a liar. He's such a liar. Mm-hmm. Okay, and also, a little glitchy dog. Can I say?
Yeah.
A little glitchy?
Yep.
Yeah. This is like every rally. This is not new. He had what appeared to be a brain glitch. He went on a confusing rant about batteries and shark bites, and, he agreed to say nothing at all, stumbling on his own words. The only comprehensible part of the sentence is, I tell you what, okay. Someone tweeted, Trump blink brain glitch, he's toast. Another said he knows he's glitching, too, because he always tries to cover it up right away. Yes, it's either look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was it. That was the glitch.
Oh.
Yeah.
And no third, I tell you what.
Yes. It's either look, I tell you what, or think of it. Yeah.
Are shark bites a danger in Las Vegas?
When the shark bites. Let's ask Matt the Gates. So I don't know why we're just playing the oldies today. Why not? Why wouldn't we? David in Miami. Hello, David.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, thanks for picking up. All this D-Day coverage. Mm-hmm. Good luck finding any coverage of heroes who are not white. Great Christian men. Good luck finding Jewish stars at their photos of Arlington or Normandy. When was the last time you saw a black hero of World War II before? You have to go back to movies like Pearl Harbor or Red Tails. Has been completely whitewashed? I can't just blame CBS much as I want to.
Oh.
But, you know, am I missing some fabulous pop culture references? Or
I'm completely confused.
I got lost
in there.
I did too.
I guess, you know why? Because I'm stuck thinking about sharks and Matt the Gates. Do sharks
fight? Oh, that deep state has its case now, and it keeps it out of sight.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, that Matt Gates, he's in some heat now. And his fans are pearly white. You know that deep state with its case, babe. And the evidence, it's piled so high.
Hi.
And that Venmo, it brought Matt heat, babe. He thought it'd never leave a trace behind.
Yeah.
Thrown under the bus now.
Yeah.
Who on the Sunday morning shows claims he's canceled, just oozing lies. Someone's creeping around the schoolyard. Could that someone be Matt the Gates?
Yeah. Hey.
Did he pay for a tug?
All right. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Playing the oldies.
Yeah.
Baby Hitler and Matt the Gates. Yay. 48 minutes after the hour. We're moments away from Dino Badala.
Oh, yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi. Dr. Modi. Who's Dr. Modi's dogs? Bonnie Clyde. Look at your boo. Cynthia from Minneapolis is a real Dr. Marty's customer. Here's what she says about her dog in Nature's Blend. He's acting like a young pup again, too, running up and down the hill, playing fetch with us, digging into his toy box again. His coat is shiny, and he has his old sparkle back.
Aw.
Sparkle, Neely, sparkle. I don't know if the dog's name is Neely, but it should be.
I love Feeding Nature's blend to Bonnie and Clyde because it has the optimum amount of nutrients for health and happiness and a flavor and texture they find irresistible.
Irresistible?
Oh, yes. Be very quiet while hunting irresistible nuggets. Unlike the other fresh brands that ship frozen so you have to wait for it to thaw or store it in the fridge, which can expire pretty quickly, Nature's Friend is blend is freeze-dried raw, shelf-stable. It's not messy. You have to squeeze it from a pouch. It's not cooked with high heat. It's minimally processed, full of nutrients, and they go crazy for that raw, freeze-dried flavor. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. They're tweets if you go right now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I am a sucker for a shock jock.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code fitness to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text fitness to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code fitness.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Stephanie Miller. You think I'm just Stephanie Miller.
They had an interview with Pink on 60 Minutes last night. It was really good.
She's great.
Yeah.
So what? She's still a rock star.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Love her. Okay. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Oh. And you think gas prices are high now? Just wait until you're forced to drive an electric vehicle.
Wow. Boo.
I don't understand.
They're going to force us to drive a boo.
And not have to pay for gas. Because it's an electric vehicle.
That voice is just like a parrot on crack to me.
She has a potty mouth.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. What's this about? Oh, just something, GOP, not blah, blah.
I'm sick and tired of the strongly worded letters, the tough talk on TV, the committee hearings that never really produce any accountability to the Biden administration that's destroying our country. I'm absolutely fed up, and our speaker is one of the biggest problems we have here. He serves the Democrats. He gives them their agenda literally on a platter the minute Chuck Schumer asked for it.
Literally?
Literally. Literally. Mm. Literally. Okay.
And Republicans are doing nothing to defend President Trump as the weaponized government is going after him and his family and his staff. Over 400 Americans across the country that cared about election integrity in 2020 and thousands of Americans that protested here in Washington on January 6th. It's a true war in our country, and it's unfortunate the Republicans in Washington, D.C., are doing nothing about it.
I seriously cannot take her voice anymore. Oh, I'll tell you what Speaker God Warrior is doing. He's putting two insurrectionists on the House Intelligence Committee that handles classified information. I believe I misspoke, as I do sometimes. So go yourself.
Oh, goodness.
I thought it was a judiciary. It's intelligence, yes. Which is even worse.
Yeah. It is worse.
And they're insurrectionists who belong in print. They subpoenaed, what is his name? Scott Perry's cell phone. Mm-hmm. What? I don't understand what's going on. What's his name? Dr. Ronnie was demoted for being a drunk and a pill popper and abusive. Oh, my God. They're both insurrectionists. They both helped with the overthrow of the United States government, and he just put them on the Intelligence Committee. Can you imagine our allies wanting to share classified intelligence with these guys?
Nope.
No, Scott Perry and Dr. Ronnie. The replacements with two close Trump allies comes as Johnson has signaled his willingness to use the full force of the House to aid Trump's bid to reclaim the White House. Yeah, because of course. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Speaking of which, a prominent Stop the Steal activist has been tapped by the RNC to craft its 2024 platform. This is why these people have to be punished.
Yep.
There has to be accountability. They're clearly getting ready to do it again.
Yes.
Ed Martin attended the ex-president's speech on January 6th. Surveillance shows him on the grounds at 2:20, by which point the Trump allies had broken through police lines and stormed the Capitol. He urged Trump supporters in a speech on the night before the riot to fight to stop the steal, continues to push conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. These are the people they're putting in place. It's like the biggest, dumbest chess game ever we're watching, where we're like... Okay, yeah, and by all means, share intelligence with insurrectionists. Okay, I need some love.
Okay.
I need some love letters. Max from the City by the Bay, Denver.
All right.
Steph, the recovery's been a little bumpy. Oh, I think he said he just had some surgery. But like Chris on leg day, I'm pushing my recovery to exhaustion to make sure I can see you and the Mooks here in a couple weeks. I want to give a sincere thank you for all your hard work putting on a great show. I wish you had the media platform of any propped up conservative talker. Me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As more people need to know of you, thank you. I actually bought a ticket for a friend that's totally unfamiliar with you, and I'm making him schlep along to the show.
Oh.
That's actually ended well for us many times.
It has.
Anywho, You've made every morning of my recovery just a little bit better. I hope you never go away. I'm not going to quit. I've got no place else to go.
Right.
We established that earlier in the show.
Yes. Yeah.
Keep up the wonderful work. Stay funny. I love when you circled the nips when you heard convicted felon Trump news.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, two women on opposite sides of the abortion issue and how to make flying a little bit less painful. Coming up, join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.